Inca One Gold Corp on the news today. That's IO on the Toronto Venture Exchange, INCAF on the OTC in the States. As they report production numbers from Q3, you're run through those numbers, CEO Ed Kelly. Hey, Ed, appreciate the time here. Been a while. Why don't you run through today's numbers for investors?
Yeah, thanks, Rob. We've got here on Q3 about 3,500 ounces of gold that we produced equivalent. So just with silver and gold, there was about 3,500 in sales of just under $7 million U.S. Not the type of numbers that we're overly excited about for year-over-year numbers, but what we're really excited about is this rebound, and really encouraged about that in Peru on the quarter-over-quarter. You see it very obvious there how much of a drastic impact the lockdown had due to COVID and how fast of a rebound we had. You can see on the quarter-over-quarter numbers there on deliveries, we were up 176%, throughput almost 90%, and gold ounces produced just over 80%. And we're excited about that. So, and it's continuing here into October for the first month of Q4 as well. The investors will see a difference going forward here. Again, building on the numbers and that V-shaped rebound.
And give us a little look into the future here. What's what else is going on with Inca One, Ed?
Well, I think the big news is that we've got we're continuing into the fall here with a strong gold price. And I think the biggest change that's happened in Peru since we last spoke was that they closed the formalization process off that they announced at the end of 2019. In late 2019, the Ministry of Energy and Mines in Peru opened up that formalization process again and closed it on September 30th. So this is really important because it governs who we are legally permitted to buy gold-bearing material and ore from. So when they first opened it in November 2019, there were approximately 54,000 miners with permits that we could legally buy from. And at the end of September, beginning of October, we checked the numbers and there were 88,700, an increase of about between 34 to 35,000 new miners that were permitted to be able to sell their mineral to us. So just over 60% increase. And so we're seeing that now with a higher gold price and more miners. We're definitely seeing it at our scales and our gates at our two plants there in southern Peru and Arequipa.
Okay, appreciate that update. That's Ed Kelly, CEO, Inca One, IO on the Venture Exchange, INCAF, OTC in the States. And we'll certainly look forward to checking back with Ed when Inca One has some more news to report.